the school trip. When the grandchildren were younger, and I was also, these school trips were an effort, but nonetheless I went along. College has seen less of these, thank goodness. But the other day, granddaughter phoned from school asking if I could attend, as out of 28 girls, only one mother had offered to supervise. This particular day was my grandparents' raising grandchildren meeting day, so I said I had this to attend. With that, she promptly put her teacher on the telephone, who informed me that unless I could come, they would have to cancel. So I agreed to forgo my meeting and go with them. She then went on to explain that they would be climbing the headlands above a beach to do sketching. The word headlands jumped down the telephone line. It sounded steep, high, and a climb. Now, I am 56 and asthmatic. These strenuous words almost brought on an asthma attack right then and there. But I had agreed. That night, I woke every hour on the hour from 1 a.m. to 5 with thoughts of climbing Everest entrenched in my mind. The day dawned fine and sunny, so this was indeed a bonus. At least it was not raining, but then again, if it had been, they may have cancelled, and I could retreat to the non-strenuous GRG meeting. Ha! No such luck. So off I set with asthma inhaler, spacer, and water in my backpack. The girls are typical 14-year-olds, full of energy and walking at a cracking pace. We rounded the corner and there before me was my Everest. A narrow path rose vertically and evilly snaked to the right, obscuring God knows what. Flashes of thoughts raced through my mind, heart attacks, asthma attacks, and to get me, one would need the rescue helicopter. Suddenly, loud and clear, I could hear Kenny Rogers' song, The Gambler, singing loudly in my mind. Know when to hold him, know when to fold him. This was enough for me. I folded it. The teacher, meantime, must have seen the look on my face. Colour had drained at this point, and kindly said, You stay down here. I'll take the girls up. So I had a peaceful hour sitting in the sun, on the sand, watching the sea. Something far more becoming for this granny. And I did not need to puff my inhaler once. Next time I will make sure I know where we are going before agreeing to anything. We hope you enjoyed the selection of stories from our grandparents' members.